When that pipe burst back in February, it took a few days to seal it, but that wasn't the conclusion to this story. Since the spill, a federal criminal investigation was launched into the relationship between Duke Energy and state officials. A debate continues about how to dispose of coal ash and who should pay for it. Currently, state lawmakers are considering legislation. And along the river, farmers and business owners had concerns as to how the accident could affect their livelihood, crops, and tourism. One humid afternoon this week, about a dozen tube-carrying river-goers climbed out of the water near a highway overpass in Rockingham County.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Very refreshing. Nice.
Good. One by one, tubes were placed on the back of a white van. Among the group, Bert and Jennifer from Thomasville, who floated a cooler filled with snacks and beer down the river. They had heard about the coal ash spill.
I mean, that was one thing we actually checked into beforehand.
Yeah.
Because it was, for me, it was a concern.
Right.
But, yeah, once I realized we were upstream from it, it was like, well, give it a shot.
Downstream from the accident, an advisory was issued to stay out of the water. It may seem obvious that upstream sections were safe. However, there were concerns that all the attention of the spill would lead to a drop in visitors this summer.
Other than the fact that we've answered a lot of questions, there hasn't been a whole lot of effect on our business here.
Glenn Bosworth is the owner of Dan River Adventures. He offers kayaking, tubing, and canoeing, and also owns a campground. He was concerned about perceptions, but says it's a non-issue now and is happy to see summer business consistent with previous years. Bosworth is an environmentalist and concedes he's not worry-free when it comes to the river and coal ash.
We're concerned that the information that's coming out is more of a propaganda nature, where Duke Energy and our state government is trying to gloss it over and act like everything's fine and that everything's getting cleaned up and other coal ash ponds will be taken care of. We're concerned that that may not be the case.
Just as Bosworth has had to deal with questions and perceptions, so too has Duke Energy. The company came under widespread criticism after a spill that many environmentalists called preventable. In recent months, Duke has been airing a series of radio ads in the Triad.
We're creating a long-term plan to manage our coal ash sites and modernizing our plants, because it's the right thing to do for our customers and the community. As an employee and someone who lives here, that's important to me.
The company has coal ash dumps or ponds at 14 different locations in North Carolina. Neither the state nor the federal government has mandated any kind of removal. Meanwhile, another area of economic concern downstream from the spill site was farmland. Cattle graze in fields that often flood, and farmers regularly irrigate crops with water from the river. Jeff Brooks is a spokesman with Duke.
Well, you know, fortunately, I think that we haven't seen tremendous impacts that we know of to any agriculture along the river.
And that is true, at least for now. Will Strader is with North Carolina State University. He says a dry summer has helped in the short term.
So flooding is not the big issue with the water. The larger issue is irrigation. And there are several fields that are irrigated out of the river. But as far as contamination, we haven't seen any contamination in any of the samples that were taken so far.
A few farmers have irrigated out of the river for a couple of weeks during a dry stretch in June. Between Eden, where the pipe burst, and the Virginia border, there are about 20 farms harvesting tobacco, soybeans, corn, and some wheat. NC State is doing a 2-year soil analysis.
You know, the long-term effects. Are there going to be any long-term effects, and what will they be? I'm not sure that anyone can answer that right now.
It will be years before more is known about how soil, fish population, and plants were affected by the spill. For now, it seems that crops and tourism are doing just fine. Last week, crews with Duke Energy finished removing large underwater deposits of coal ash at a dam in Danville, Virginia. Ultimately, workers were able to remove more than 3,000 tons of sediment. That means more than 90% of the ash that poured into the river last February remains. The concern is that removing very small pockets of sediment will do more harm than good to the ecosystem, and the hope is that in some ways, the river will continue to improve on its own. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.